Mandathe lithuba ndibulisa abaphulaphuli apha ekhaya ngelihle igama likayesu kristu wasenazarete kumfundisi umaqhajana lona egrace baptist church ekhayelitsha ekwenyweba ukuba ndibe khona apha ukuzokwabelana nani ngelizwi lenkosi. Without wasting any further time, masifunde ilizwi lethu libhaliwe kwincwadi kaIsaya chapter 9 verse 6. Ufune ngolu hlobo: "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Amen. Ilizwi lethu ke libhaliwe ngolo hlobo. Isihloko sethu sithi ngubani uYesu Kristu. Ngubani uYesu Kristu? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Yeah, so jonga ke le vesi phakantsi kwezihloko, phansi kwe points ezintathu. UIsaya apha uphendula ingathi ubuzi ukubana Isaya ungubani uYesu. I believe Isaiah, what is revealing here in this passage is relevant to our current situation in South Africa. It looked like even our government seemed to be running out of ideas. There is chaos everywhere. I mean, the recent big one, kuchiswa kwe parlamente. But from this passage, we are gathering some facts about our God. This serves as an encouragement to us Christians today who are living in these difficult times. Ukukhumbuza nje ukulandela umxholo wale ndawo, nayo Isaiah apha uthatha ngomesaya oza kukhukhela uSirayeli ngovuyo nangempumelelo eyayingekho kuSirayeli for many years. So Israel was under captivity, and in fact wayezawuya in captivity ekuthinjweni. So now Isaiah is prophesying that ukhona umntu ozovela ozalikhokhelela kakuhle eli lizwe without fail. When you look at these characteristics as highlighted by Isaiah apha, they are relevant to our situation kwimeko yethu namhlanje. Ututu oqala point ethu xa sathetha ngayo, "And the government shall be upon his shoulders." And number two, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." Then number three, "Mighty God." Sajonga ke lamanqaku mathathu. Masijonge lokuqala, "And the government shall be upon his shoulders." What does it mean? It means that he is the King of Kings. It is xhoseni ukuthethela kwisithandini sakhe. So figuratively, this term refers to king's robe. It refers to kwingubo eyayinxitywa ngabo bakhulu. Apha in this context, inxitywe nguYesu uMessiah. So in Isaiah's days, the government or authorities were failing to lead or govern, but uthi Isaiah uYesu ukuthethela kuzaba sisixhandini sakhe. In other words, he will govern very well. Isn't the same with the situation that we're having in South Africa? Obviously, I don't have to tell you that you are seeing for yourself no leadership integrity. State capture has been released. Records, volumes of incwadi ezibhalweyo about the crime that is taking place. Kwindawo melba integrity ikhona. But I want us to be not discouraged. I want us to look at kulowo.
So, uthi xa ibhala, in my vision at night, I look and then and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All nations and all people of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Again, Paul in Ephesians said, "Onke amadolo." In the scriptures. Number two, kubeke Isaiah, when you read verse 6, see Utu Isaiah, he's a wonderful counselor. So, what is a counselor? A counselor is someone who is able to make wise plans. A counselor, ngumtu ona when the chaotic, when izindo, the out of hand. He's described as a wonderful counselor. According to Jeremiah 18, the role is to provide wisdom, is to provide bulungo. Jesus Christ in this context is a ruler who is able to make wise plans. Jesus Christ in this context things will be better. Otingoma yakudala, if you believe and I believe, and South Africa will be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down and South Africa will be saved. In these problems as facing an azom, the only solution is Jesus Christ. If ngabheka kuye, uYesu Christu kobana unengcebiso ezingafeliyo. Integrity, so intelligence of this world fail us many times. We are disappointed in our there's nothing that is impossible for him. In other words, when our earthly king fails us, we must know that he cannot. counseling us wonderfully. He's only waiting on us to come to him and seek for his godly advice, for his advice, because he's a wonderful counselor. He's a prince of peace, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Mastandas, wonderful God, thank you for encouraging us in this evening. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us hope. You are the Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor, a mighty God, and the government will be on your shoulders. Lord God, you have commanded us in your word to pray about what's going on in our country. We pray, O Lord, amen.